All right, we are live. Welcome, everybody. It is good to see you again after a long hiatus of with Miracle Monday for many years, and I took a break. And recently, I got the guidance that it's the time to get back and do a regular show. We're calling this Shine Your Brilliance, Turn Up Your Light. Whatever you do, just keep going for it, guys. Don't let your visions sort of slip away out of sight. That's my message for today. And our first guest in this series is Debbie Solaris. I feel really honored to have her here. She and I have started to really engage a lot in getting to know each other. And I just thought I want her on the show today because she emulates for me a woman who had a glimpse of who she is and what she's doing and went after it. And so truly, I'd say she's shining her brilliance. So let me tell you a little bit about Debbie. I know most of you know her, but she's an ET contactee, an interdimensional traveler, and galactic historian. And after a fateful extraterrestrial contact experience a few years ago, Debbie awakened to her true star lineage and higher calling, which I find really exciting to dive into, guys. Through her ancestral connection with the Akashic Records, she has been receiving downloads of galactic historical information and universal spiritual knowledge. She feels it's a big part of her mission while here on our planet to help awaken others to their own true divine selves and cosmic origin. And Debbie actually came upon the metaphysical scene almost by accident, as she describes it, and calls herself a real late bloomer on the spiritual path. She had a very conventional and conservative Roman Catholic upbringing in a military family where aliens and UFOs were never discussed, and what mattered was the material world in which we inherit. I find that so fascinating, Debbie, that you came from that kind of background, military background, and yet here you are like one of the leading guides into the Akashic Records. So how did that happen for you, that you just, like, because 10 years ago you had this wake up, right?
Yeah, true. My story is kind of extraordinary in that I had a very kind of sudden awakening. It didn't happen like, you know, a lot of folks have this, you know, kind of they wake up in stages, you know, or they have this long spiritual journey that lasts 20 years. Mine was very sudden. But just to go back on my background, I actually was in the military myself. I was in the U.S. Navy for 6 years. I was a hospital corpsman, which is, I would say, similar to what the Army would call a medic, you know, or a nurse, or, you know, something along those lines. So I did that for 6 years. And then I worked for, I would say, 30 years as an environmental health specialist for various counties. But for the last 17 years, I was working as for El Paso County and Colorado Springs, Colorado. So I had a very kind of governmental, I don't know, corporate background, you know, so it wasn't, I didn't have any contact with spirituality at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't even believe in aliens or, you know, extraterrestrial or spirituality for a long, long time. This kind of happened very suddenly for me. I did get some exposure through my now husband. At the time I was dating him, and I did notice that he had a great interest in the paranormal. So he would read about UFOs and aliens and, you know, abductions and things like that. And even then I was skeptical. I just thought, well, there's got to be some sort of rational explanation for this. You know, this kind of stuff doesn't happen. But I think it was starting to expand my consciousness, at least to the point where, okay, maybe this is a possibility. I had my great awakening in 2012, where I had not just one, but two extraterrestrial contact experiences. And if you would have asked me, you know, 20 years ago, oh, yeah, you're going to have this, or tell me, hey, you're going to have this, you know, encounter with aliens, I would have told you were crazy, because I would never believed. I would be the last person that I would think would ever have that kind of experience. But in 2012, I actually found myself, at least my I think it was more of an out-of-body experience, but I found myself on board an extraterrestrial starship and was encountering and interacting with extraterrestrial beings. The ship was really big. There was hundreds of beings on board the ship. The main group I was encountering with was the Arcturians. And before that, I didn't even know what Arcturians were, Arcturus was, but now obviously I do know. But I also had encounters with other star races. What was interesting is that a lot of these races were humanoid looking, you know, or they had some sort of humanoid component. Obviously, you can tell they weren't from Earth, but they had, and they were communicating with me telepathically, which was amazing. I never even thought anybody can communicate telepathically with, you know, beings that are obviously not from this planet, you know. So
were you scared?
Was I scared? Yeah, no, I think I was so busy trying to process what happened that I didn't have time to be scared. And then the beings just emit like this really loving, accepting energy. So you immediately know that their positive polarity, you know, that they're good beings. You just feel a lot of love and acceptance and support, you know, when you're encountering these beings. And they told me a lot about what was going on planet Earth. They answered all my questions about government and religion and why things are the way they are on the planet. And they also told me about my connection with them, which was really blew my mind because I always thought I was just a regular human being. You know, I didn't have anything special about me, you know, so. Mm-hmm. But they told me I was part of their soul family, but I just forgot. And that it was and part of the reason why I was there was for them to remind me that I came there for a mission. And it was, you know, their job to remind me that I had a mission. I have to say I went from being completely asleep to completely awakened the very next day. I mean, it was like something dramatic shifted.
That much.
I mean, it was like a total switch on where all of a sudden I knew when I, you know, came to from that experience or came back to 3D, that my life was never going to be the same, that I wasn't the same. And somehow, even through that, because it happened twice, once in May 2012, and then the second time it happened again in December 2012. What was interesting is even after the first experience, I did notice that my extrasensory perception completely turned on, where before, you know, I was just totally asleep, didn't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden I was having interdimensional travel experiences. I was seeing auras around things. I was downloading massive amounts of galactic information. I was seeing UFOs all the time and, you know, telepathically communicating with UFOs. I mean, it was crazy. And I thought maybe I was going crazy. But then I started, I guess, just trying to understand what happened to me. For 2 years after that happened, I didn't tell hardly anybody what happened. I told
your husband knew.
My husband knew. Yeah, he knew. I told him right away. And at first he thought I was having a weird dream. And I said, no, this was too real to be a dream. It was so, so real. And I think he believes, you know, obviously he believes me now, but I told maybe a couple of friends and my teacher, you know, my spiritual teacher. And I kept it private until about 2015. That's when I first went public with my story. And what was weird was that in 2015, December 2015, I presented my story in an ET contactee panel in Denver. And in January 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I had to go underground for a while to focus on recovering from cancer. But then I started doing presentations on galactic history. I was just invited. People really liked my story, and they were inviting me to do presentations on galactic races and galactic history all throughout the Front Range of Denver. And that's how people in Colorado got to know me. And eventually, I would say in 2019, that was the first time I was invited to talk about what I do on Gaia TV, on the Beyond Belief show. And then I've been on, you know, for a few times since then. But what was weird was that I never even thought that I would be, you know, be doing any of this kind of work on, I would say, as a mission. You know, I started off taking a lot of galactic classes and a lot of spiritual, general spirituality classes. And then eventually I started taking some Reiki classes locally here in Colorado, and I talked to my teacher about some of the experiences I was having, and she told me, well, sounds like you're getting downloads from the Akashic Records. And I didn't even know what they were. This was back in 2014. And I started taking Akashic reading classes, and then I started doing it professionally, you know, so I just realized, oh, I have a knack for this. You know, I was already getting downloads on people and things like that, but I didn't know where it was coming from. But taking the classes gave me a process of how to work with the Akashic Records. And so since then, I've probably done, I would say thousands of Akashic readings. I've done thousands for people all around the planet. Just recently, I've stepped away from doing personal readings, but now I'm focused on teaching others how to access the Galactic Akashic Records. So these are the records that go beyond planet Earth.
So I see that on your website, and I thought I would share that with people because I was so fascinated when I was looking at it this morning.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, especially the galactic history. I think I can understand why that, and your description of all of the different ET races.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into that.
Oh, yeah. I've just been blown away, and I want everyone to see this, that look at this. We're part of this Earth experiment, the Antares, the galactic history. And here's your Akashic Record trainings, which I think are great. And I also saw one of the pages I looked at before had to do with the Earth experiment? I saw you also had downloads about Atlantis and Lemuria. And the artwork is just fantastic that you've brought in to really show us what, let's get down here a little bit. Which one is this one? Lemuria. Yeah. Because I know so many of us resonate with both Lemuria, which is so different energetically than Atlantis. Do you have memories of being in either of those places? Do you have Atlantean memories?
I actually am more of a Lemurian soul, so I don't really resonate with Atlantis that much. I don't even think I had incarnations there. I've had encounters with Atlanteans, but not. But I really resonate more with Lemuria, and I even did some deep diving into my own records and, you know, saw my past lives in Lemuria.
So, I can believe that. And I know the energy is really different.
It's more of a divine.
Type A or type B.
Yeah, it's kind of like more of a divine feminine civilization, whereas Atlantis was very technologically advanced. It was more divine masculine. So
like when Egypt.
Like Egypt, yeah, exactly. So, but no, I really resonated more with the Lemurian civilization because that was more focused on spirituality and healing, which is what a lot of us starseeds and lightworkers are here to do now. We're all part of this.
Right.
Big push to, you know, heal the planet, you know, so totally. Yeah.
So how does, like, knowing your Akashic Records, and I get that you probably had no idea that you'd be doing this in this life now.
Yeah, no probably. Way.
Right, you wake up. It's not like they said,
"Well, you're restaurants for a living."
You'll be one of the foremost experts. You're going to be on TV talking about ETs. You go. I can imagine your shock if they had told you that right away.
Oh yeah, no, I would have been blown away. Yeah, totally.
You would have been, I think, paralyzed with a little fear. I found that my guides only give me a tiny piece, enough for me to say yes, and they never showed me the whole picture of where we were going, but. With the Akashic Record reading, so, you know, a lot of things I talk about is how to shine your brilliance, how to really know who you are and activate your purpose. How do these readings, working with someone on their soul level, help them shine their brilliance, turn up their light?
Oh, that's a great question. And it's why I'm so passionate about this work, is because it has such a profound effect on changing people's lives. I mean, it's like you do an Akashic reading for somebody, and then you can almost energetically see the light bulb go off in their head. And it's like all the puzzle pieces start aligning for them. And then they really get aligned with who they truly are and their true purpose and their true mission. So how this works is, at least the way I conduct Akashic readings, is I look at the soul journey from 180 degree view, you know, so maybe even a 360 degree view. So I'm looking at the inception of that soul from source, you know, so when did that particular soul became an oversoul and then became a soul group and then became an individual soul? And where did they start having their first physical incarnations, either in this universe or this galaxy or in some other universe? Sometimes I can go as far back as other universes, but I'm trying to get an idea of certain patterns that we're seeing with this individual soul and what their galactic gifts are or what they've done in the past, you know, because I do believe all of this correlates with what we're doing today. So once I get a sense of, oh, okay, this person has a specific star lineage, or they have, maybe they've incarnated in various different star systems, they did different things, or they did the same thing, then I get an idea of, okay, how are they correlating this with their lifetime today? So to me, it's kind of like, you know, it's good to know the past, but it doesn't really do us any good unless there's some component of the past that we're supposed to learn from and integrate today in our today's lifetime. So a lot of times my clients will start having an activation during an Akashic reading. It starts activating them, and then they start getting their own soul memories back, or they start aligning with their star families or their higher self or their higher guides. And then they really start getting aligned with who they truly are instead of this earth avatar that we're all playing. You know, we're all playing this earth avatar role that's not really truly who we are, you know? So like I said, I was in the military. That was totally not who I was, you know, but, you know, I was in the military because that was what my family did and it was expected, you know. It was kind of like, okay, you know, in order to have a successful, you know, I guess, career, you know, you have to have some military background. You know, at least that's what I was taught, you know, through my earth family. But truly who I am is I'm a historian. I'm somebody that I'm an Akashic guide. I'm, you know, somebody that is an ascension coach, you know. So, you know, so I see this also, this journey with my clients, you know, or people that work with me. They go through this journey as well, and they start, I guess, feeling a sense of purpose instead of feeling like, oh, I'm just working, paying bills, you know, paying taxes, raising the kids, you know, buying a house, you know, whatever it is that, you know, we humans are taught that we're supposed to do. And so they start really pursuing who they truly are. And I have story after story of clients who are now pursuing, you know, spiritual careers or pursuing, you know, creative pursuits that are really more in alignment with who they truly are.
That is amazing to me. So in other words, these readings can help people when you start to remember who you are mm-hmm. and why you're here. It restores your faith in yourself. It renews your passion. It gives you a sense of direction.
Totally.
As opposed to so many people feeling lost on the planet. It must have really changed your life when you started first downloading your past life.
Totally. Yeah. Right? I was probably the first person who felt the impact of my connection with the Akashic Records. It completely changed my life. I used to be 80 pounds heavier. I mean, I know that's shocking for people looking at me today, but I used to be quite a bit heavier. I was very unhealthy. I suffered from depression and anxiety. And now I've released myself from all that. And I'm in the best health I've ever been in my life. And just loving life. And I'm 61 years old, you know, so
yeah,
I'm just really loving life. And you know, looking forward to any way I can be of service, you know, so it's just been just a great journey since I've had tapped into the Akashic Records.
Your life has become, you've gone from ordinary to extraordinary, number
Thank
one.
You.
Like,
Thank
right?
you.
From ordinary to from living an ordinary life to an extraordinary life.
Thank you.
Which it seems like we can all do if we can access some of the information that you share with people, you know, if we actually can access our history, we can then become more powerful in this life. I mean, I can imagine the shock you must have had in the beginning. And if they had told you, well, you know, Debbie, you're going to be on a TV show, you're going to be known and travel around the world, you might have been a little shocked by it. But I can see how it shifted your life in the most amazing ways. It removed like this harsh overcoat that you might have had that wasn't you.
Yeah,
and so,
And I, like a lot of people, I suffered through a lot of trauma in my childhood and even my early adulthood, you know, so
did this help with the trauma? That was in my next question.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think it gave me a sense of why that had to happen or why as my higher self, I chose to go through those experiences. So it took me out of victimhood mode, more into empowerment mode. You know, so knowing that, okay, as a higher self or as a soul, I probably chose to have these experiences so that I can understand the earth human condition so I can be more of service. That is more empowering than, oh, all these bad things keep happening to me and I don't know why, you know, so.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, you know, so once you get that realization, you're like, okay, now I can do something about this. I have a choice. I'm a free will being. You know, I don't have to stay stuck. I think, you know, a lot of people feel like they're stuck, you know, or they have bad karma. And that's really not the case. It's that they've chosen to have that lesson in order to master it so that they can move on to the next spiritual level. And so once and we do a session called Akashic Clearing, where it's actually an empowerment process where we don't necessarily change their Akashic records, but we set new intentions in their records so that they can get realigned with their original cosmic blueprint so that they can go on to be the person that they were truly meant to be, you know? So I did that for myself. And I had to overcome a lot of health issues. You know, I was very unhealthy. I had many comorbidities due to being obese and, you know, not having good self-care habits.
And depressed. Yeah.
And depressed. Yeah, totally. So I had to overcome a lot of this stuff myself. And it was quite a journey for me, too. It didn't happen overnight. You know, it took a lot of shadow work and a lot of deep diving into the records, you know.
And I appreciate you giving us all this feedback. So really, if you're depressed and low self-confidence or low self-esteem, mm-hmm. the records can also help you clear that because you can see what accounted for that. When we go to galactic history and galactic beings and star family, so who do you identify most with as your star family?
I would say the Arcturians, maybe because they were the group that said I was part of their soul family. And when I was on board the ship. And I do feel a resonance when I hear the word Arcturus. It feels like home to me. But I do believe, just looking from my own Akashic records, that I had lifetimes in many different star systems. That's why I know the history of these star systems. I know the astronomy of them really well, because I remember all of them. I mean, you can mention like Mintaka in Orion, and I have a visual in my head of what Mintaka was like. It's one of the belt stars, in case people don't know, but yeah, it's I just feel such a resonance with a lot of these different systems, you know, but because I think I've been of service to all of them, you know, I've done missions in all of these systems, or I've had lifetimes there. But I would say Arcturus is probably the system I connect with the most, because that's my origination point.
Now, do you recognize other Arcturians when you meet them?
Oh, totally. I can usually pick them out. You, for instance, you have Arcturian past lives.
I know that. Yes, yeah. Arcturian and celestial.
Yeah, so you probably connect very well with Arcturus Ra and Viviane Chavez and the other Arcturian emissaries that are here. And I love those folks. But yeah, usually when I'm out and about, I have this ability to read auras, and I can pick out star frequencies through people's auras. At first I could see it through color, but now I don't even need to see the colors. I can just kind of sense, you know, I have a sense about it. But I can pick out Arcturians in a group of thousands of people.
Interesting. That is so interesting that you can pick it up. The yeah. resonance of that. I think I also have like good reptilian in me.
Yeah, no, I think we all have a little bit of reptilian in all of us.
I think we do too. Yeah, yeah. And some of that. But some of us have more than one also. Mm-hmm. But it helps to know that. Okay, I had one other question for you.
Okay.
So for people who have not had an Akashic record reading, is there any advice that you can give them about how to know that maybe this would be the best thing that could ever happen to them and help them turn up their light?
That's a great question. I would say I don't do personal readings at this time. So unfortunately, they can't come to me at this moment. But I do have a directory on my website of wonderful Akashic readers, some, you know, very gifted people that they can go to have different starseed readings or Akashic readings or of that. Because one question I hear the most from people, because we've forgotten. We've gone through this veil of forgetfulness here on planet Earth. And so a lot of us have forgotten our connections, you know. So I would say if you're looking for some guidance, do check out the directory. There's other really great Akashic readers out there. I know Melissa Fike is wonderful, and there's many other people that do really great readings. But usually I would say oftentimes when I did Akashic readings for people, usually they know internally, they have a sense of what they're connected with. So they might hear the word Pleiades and it really resonates with them. They really feel a resonance with them. And usually their inner guidance is their best way to know, like, hey, you know, I think I'm really connected to the Pleiades. You know, maybe this is my home of origin, you know. So mm-hmm. just because you're not a quote unquote an Akashic reader doesn't mean that you can't follow your own inner guidance. And because I know for myself, once I heard the term Arcturus, it was like a light bulb.
Yeah. Right. Like a bell went off. Exactly. How many people do you think, how many star beings or humans who are connected to the stars, star seeds, how many of us do you think there are at this time?
I would say there's millions. I can't give a direct number.
Millions.
Yeah, millions.
Spreading every day. Would you consider yourself a walk-in in a sense, like the new you? Walked in or just sort of gradually became this you?
I sometimes wonder if it was a walk-in experience, because I changed so dramatically, you know, after my ET experience. It just seemed like I went from being totally asleep and very depressed and anxious to being this really empowered person. So
I turned on.
Yeah.
It's very fascinating, Debbie, to not just hear your story, but like perusing your website and looking at all the information, the galactic information. You have some classes coming up. I know you teach a yearly Akashic Record class, right? Reading.
We're wrapping that up for the year. We're in our last couple of weeks, but if you're interested in the Galactic Akashic Reading course, we do offer it in the springtime every year. So do sign up on our waiting list. I'm also in the process of creating an advanced Akashic Clearing and Healing course, which is the next level up from, navigating the galactic records. Mm-hmm. So we learn how to heal and clear people through the records. So that's going to be coming up, hopefully, if not this year, early next year. But and then I'm also going to be like Joan, I do presentations and speaking events, so I'll be at Disclosure Fest towards the end of June in the LA area. And then I'll be at the Starseed Conference in San Diego. I think it was July 7th. And then I'm doing a spiritual retreat in Madison, Connecticut, July 12th through the 14th. So if you're interested in those, just check out my website, check out the events page, and you can find out more about that. And I'll be posting those on my social media as well.
Sweet, 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 sweet. If you want to stay around for a minute, we're almost done. Guys, Debbie, this has been wonderful to get your perspective and honestly really understand how important it is to know who you are and to remember that that which was the past is here to teach you. It's huge. It's just huge. I sit here sometimes and I think, I wish I could see all my lifetimes in a row here and then see all my friends' lifetimes and see how we connected in all those lifetimes. Like if I could see this one big movie
that's how it's like when you're in the Akashic Records. It is like watching a Netflix movie sometimes. So.
Interesting. Well, that's how I see it now. The next thing for me is to be able to do what you do. I'm really excited that you've been on here, Debbie. I love what you do. I love
that you're on
Gaia. I love that your life transformed. And even in hearing that, from learning to do what you do, you shifted from being overweight and lack of self-confidence and depressed, which so many people are, and you turned on that switch so that the encounter you had like turned on your power just like that. And now we are benefiting from what you've learned. So guys, check out Debbie, and she's actually amazing. She's amazing in person. Her classes are great. Everyone talks about what she does. She's on Gaia TV and now she's been on Joan of Angels. So what can we say? Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
Yeah, it has been. Wow, that's been wonderful to have Debbie on here with us to share her wisdom and her knowledge. So guys, I'm Joan of Angels, and what I do is I help you also remember who you are. And one of the things that I do that sort of is aligned with Debbie is that I do these soul aspect portraits of you. And I do these portraits where I show you a video of 20 to 30 soul aspects. So I put a image to some of those past lives. And I didn't realize that till I'm sitting here talking to Debbie. So reach out to me if you want to do anything like that. If you want to know more of who you are, have your soul aspects done. And meanwhile, we will see you all next time. Thank you all and have a beautiful day.